Hey, it's Melissa Moore. Welcome to Mile High Magazine. Happy Sunday morning to you. And we are in what I always call the craziest time of the year. So we need our friend Kevin Peterson, who is the founder of Chronic Hope Institute, also a licensed marriage and family therapist. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
All right, my friend. Craziest time of the year. Every year, I know the stress is coming. I know it's happening. But what in the world? Why are the holidays so tough?
You know, they're tough for a lot of different reasons. I think, like you said, it really is the craziest time of the year because we put all this pressure on ourselves, you know, to make it wonderful. And, oh, my God, it's so great. And, oh, it's so awesome. And it's, you know, it really starts at Halloween and sort of rolls all the way through Valentine's Day. You know, there's like all this pressure to be on and have fun and everything's great and make it all look good. And especially now with social media where it's like, well, look, everybody else is having more fun than me, you know, and it's all so much better.
Yeah.
And here's the thing I think people just have to remember, and they kind of take a deep breath is, first of all, social media is like a public relations firm. You know, the goal is to make you look as amazing as possible, and it has nothing to do with who you really are and what's really going on.
It's so true. So, I always say it's the highlight reel.
Yeah, right. And the well-edited, well-touched-up highlight reel.
Yes, with filters and it all.
So the first thing I would say is always to remember is that what you're seeing isn't necessarily true.
Yeah.
And the second thing is, you know, the holidays are fun because people get together, but then you start to understand that there's people that aren't there.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have talked about this before. You know, my dad died 2 years ago. My mom died 9 years ago. She died during Thanksgiving week. You know.
Yeah.
And so it also brings up who's not there.
Yes. Yes.
And what that's all about. And that's hard. And it's because you get the mixture of emotions and then you get all this pressure of like, but I'm supposed to be happy. I'm supposed to be having fun. And, you know, it's okay to have both.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to miss the people that aren't there. It's okay to enjoy the people that are there. And it's also important to take it easy on yourself and just take a deep breath and you know, take some time off and chill out.
I think it's just so tough because it's the end of the year. So there's always those pressures, the end of the year at work. And then it's holiday parties and it's wanting to make sure that you're doing everything it feels like for everybody, even though that's not really the goal. That's kind of the pressure you feel is work and kids and home and parties and gifts and all of that. And it does feel overwhelming this time of the year.
Oh, absolutely. And so some good tips and tricks there are to limit it. You know, you don't have to go to everything. You don't have to be everywhere at all at one time. And you don't got to hang out with everybody.
Right.
You know, you need to, you know what your limits are, know what you can and can't do. And it's okay to just do one thing with one group of people. And choose that group of people. Mm-hmm. Don't feel like you're forced into anything.
I feel like there are a lot of forced yeses. We will be there during this time of the year.
And it's people you don't want to spend time with.
Right. I haven't seen you all year. Why do I have to spend time with you during the holidays, during my busy time?
Yeah, and maybe I haven't seen you all year, and that's on purpose.
Right. Right. Like, you know. Yeah, the pressure of, hey, let's get together for Christmas. And I'm like, well, why didn't we just get together because it was July? Like, why all of a sudden now is that pressure on to do it before the end of the year?
Well, and that's, again, sort of this false concept of that, oh, we're all supposed to spend every moment together and be happy together because it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. And I think that's pressure we put on ourselves. And so another tip is to pick who you want to be with, you know, pick the amount of time you're willing to spend and pick who you want to be with and just, you know, slow it down and enjoy what's going on around you. And, you know, the less chaotic you allow it to be and the less crazy it is, the more fun you're going to have.
Now, let's throw something else into this big old stew. What about families? Because when the holidays and family comes together on the Hallmark Channel, it looks magical, but it doesn't always look like that in real life.
I was just watching an old Ted Lasso episode where he's trying to explain Hallmark movies to English people, and they're like, that sounds horrible.
Yes. So he's got a Christmas tree farm, and she's a big city girl.
And he's like, yeah, they're terrible, but they're cute. So, you know, the thing with family, and again, this is sort of the same gig, is, you know, you don't have to say yes to everybody. You can limit your time. And what you need to do, if you're on your own, you know, do what's best for you. spend the amount of time you feel comfortable. Remember, you can always leave whenever you want to. You're not obligated to stay. Mm-hmm. If you're part of a couple or you're part of a family, have a little pre-holiday family meeting and sort of map out the strategy of what we're going to do and where we're going to go. And, you know, let's figure this out ahead of time, you know, and make it super clear. You know, one of the things when my sister, it was really interesting, when my sister first started having kids and we were all living in Boulder, and she's like, by the way, this changes the rules. No more going to the grandparents. If they want to see the kids, they're coming here for the holidays.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, yeah. She goes, we're not traveling with little kids at the holidays. That's terrible. You know, they can travel.
Yeah.
And, you know, and another one of her limitations was they can travel and they ain't staying here.
Mm. You know? Ooh, and that's so, a biggie.
I know. She and her husband had come up with some very set rules that they were comfortable with. And I was like, oh, that's genius. You know, they're like, you know, we're not going to add to our pressure and stress and anxiety just to please you. We want you here, but here are the terms, you know, and it worked out.
All right. So as a recovering people pleaser, how in the world do you have that conversation with family and set those boundaries?
You start with the phrase, oh, my gosh, it's so good to hear from you. We love you so much. For Christmas or for Thanksgiving, this is what we're doing. You're not asking anyone for permission. You're not trying to say, is this okay with you? You're kind of declaring and saying, hey, I want to let you know at Thanksgiving, this is what we're going to do. I got to tell you how I roll at Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is more about friends than it is about family.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is family.
Yeah. Interesting.
And,
okay.
And so, yeah, so we tend to, it's having that upfront statement that, hey, this is what we're doing at Thanksgiving. If you want to join us, that's great. You know, dinner starts at noon, 2, 4, whatever, however you roll.
Yeah.
But that's all we're doing. And we're just hanging out and taking it easy and, you know, watching football and eating turkey and everybody's going to have a good time. But we're telling, you're not asking permission. You're telling them ahead of time, this is what we're up to. And if you want to join us, we'd love to have you.
I like that, Kevin. I'm letting all of this process, because I think for so many families, it's like, well, we've always done it this way. And then all of a sudden you're the rebel coming in with like this crazy boundary of changing things up for your family.
I know. It's just Looney Tunes, right? It's, mm-hmm. You know, it's just about how dare you actually put your needs first, you know?
Right.
And
right.
That's called enjoying yourself, you know, and not walking away with resentment. By the way, one of the other things that I learned a long time ago from another great therapist, she said, hey, when you're doing a holiday situation like that, ask everybody what holiday traditions are important to you and make sure you incorporate everybody's tradition, you know? So like at Thanksgiving, right, you know, it's going to sound hilarious, but I need a green bean casserole. I'm sorry. I have to have one. And some people are like, what? Oh, my God. I'm like, no, that's a family tradition for me. We always had one. And I, you know, I love it. And so they're like, okay, cool. You bring it. And I'm like, I will, you know, but allow everyone to, I mean, some people want yams, some people want sweet potatoes, some people want, you know, this kind of potato, some people want that kind of cranberry. Okay, great. That's yours. You own it. You bring it. It's your tradition. And the answer is yes.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. And same thing at Christmas. You know, some people do Christmas Eve. Some people do Christmas Day. Some people, you know, whatever. No problem. We'll figure it out. We're going to work together as a team to incorporate everybody's. Hey, you know what? It might not be Christmas. It might be Hanukkah. It might be Ramadan. It might be a whole bunch of other stuff.
And
those are all good.
Yeah.
You know,
I think as an adult mom, my fiance have kind of changed up Christmas on our kids. And at first they were like, we're doing it Christmas Eve. I go, right. Because we're flying out on Christmas.
Good for you. We did that a couple of years ago. It was the best Christmas we ever had.
Oh my gosh. We love it. And now it's kind of become our thing because we're doing it again this year. So we're like, here's what we're going to do. And we went and we talked through them and we're like, but on Christmas morning, we're going to get up early, have breakfast with you guys and do stockings. But the majority of Christmas is on Christmas Eve. And so the first year it was kind of like, oh, this is kind of weird. This year they're all excited about it.
Yeah. No. And that's awesome. Stockings are a big deal. By the way, on that note about Christmas and for part you and your fiance or me and my wife, one of the things that we established, one of the things I established with my wife long ago is I'm like, look, I need you to give me a list. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just tell me what you want and I'll go get it. I'm going to throw in a few extras. Don't worry, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't want to play this game of, oh, that's nice. Do you have the receipt? You know. And so just tell me what you want. So, you know, tell me what you want. I'll go get it. I'm going to find a couple other things and throw it at you. And I'm going to fill your stocking and we're going to have a great time. Once you get rid of all that pressure, oh, everybody enjoys it.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's so unfair, just like in a relationship, to expect somebody to know what you need emotionally, to expect somebody to be able to get you the best presents, because if you don't tell them, they don't know. Like, you want them to know, but they really don't know.
Nope, absolutely. And so my wife and I have already started sending each other text messages with, you know, screenshots. This one, this size, this place. Great. No problem. I got it.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, because I think it's like, oh, no, I don't want anything, when you really do. And you really know exactly what you would like, you know, so just say it.
Oh, yeah, just own it. It's okay. You know, everyone likes getting a present. Presents are fun.
Right,
you
especially know, kids. Are fun. Kids have no problem. My daughter said to me the other day, and I was laughing, she goes, when would you like my Christmas list? I go, well, I guess whenever you want to give it to me. How long have you been working on it? She goes, oh, since my birthday. And her birthday's in March.
I love her.
She goes, and, you know, I make the list and I keep adding things. And then if I buy it myself, I cross it off. I'm like, all righty.
Yeah. Well, and I have two nieces that are in their 20s. And I have long since given up the quest of a 60-year-old man trying to buy a present for a 24-year-old girl.
No.
So my text and phone call to them is, where would you like your gift card from this year?
Yeah, even easier.
And I'm going to throw a few little, I mean, I'm going to send them a little thingy here or there. But it's pretty much, I mean, oh, you know what? On that, so they get the gift card. I'll tell you what I do, and I have a cousin in Boulder that has two girls the same age, and that we have family tradition, because we're German and Danish, of chocolate advent calendars.
Oh, love them. Yep.
So I've already sent those out.
Oh, I love that. You know? I love that. Yeah. I think what I hear you saying is just to be really clear and concise with what you can do and what you can't do, and not to ask for permission. And if we just implement those things during the holidays, we're all going to be a lot less stressed.
Yeah, and I mean, I believe in having an open door policy. I mean, you know, the thing about Thanksgiving is you're always going to find somebody who's all by themselves or a straggler.
Yep, you know,
and it's like, hey, come on over. Are you kidding? There's plenty of food. Knock yourself out, you know.
Yep, I love that. Because I do think, I had a friend one time that told me that her mom, and it was like a Polish tradition, always left an empty chair and an empty plate at the table.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, you know? and some years the place would stay empty, and other years somebody would be there. But that was always a reminder that, you know, everybody's welcome and there's a spot for everybody.
Yeah, isn't that the whole spirit of what we're talking about here?
Yes, you know? Yes.
And so, when you get your first question you asked about people pleasing, you know, the only person you got to please is yourself, you know, because you can't please other people. That's a never ending cycle. It's like chasing your tail.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
You're never going to make somebody else happy, or you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to figure out what the magic formula is. Yeah.
No, I love that. I absolutely love that. You're welcome to join us. Here's what we're doing.
Yeah.
No permission needed.
Nope. And if you want, you know, this is what we're going to have. If you have a family tradition of a certain kind of food or a certain kind of thing or a certain kind of snack, bring it. We want it.
Yep.
Everyone's welcome.
Yep.
You know, that's an open door policy, you know, with really clear expectations and clear boundaries and lots of love and lots of, you know, room for everyone.
Love it. Well, Kevin Peterson, Chronicope Institute, for folks that want to get in touch with you, what do they need to do?
Well, you know, so the Chronic Hope Institute is, we work with families that are struggling with addiction. That's chronichope.us. Peterson Family Counseling in Denver is my therapy office in Denver. We do regular therapy there.
Okay, perfect. All right, Kevin, thank you so much. I always love talking to you.
No, this is like the highlight of my week.
Kevin Peterson, licensed marriage and family therapist and also founder of the Chronic Hope Institute. Love talking to you as always. I'm Melissa Moore. Thank you for spending this portion of your Sunday with us. We are always glad that you're here. Whatever plans you have for this Thanksgiving week, just sending you out a lot of love. Go out, be kind to everyone, and I'll see you back here next Sunday.